At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following episode of Tooncast Beyond was recorded in 2012, so if the references are extremely dated, we apologize. Now, on to this episode of Tooncast Beyond.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
It's 9 o'clock already. We're going to miss our flight.
Just a second. Bye, Roddy. I'll miss you.
All clear, chaps. The place to myself. Oh.
The cat's away. Ruddy St. James will play.
It's a wonderful night. You gotta take it from me.
Any plans for this evening, sir?
Everything I need is right here.
What more could a chap want?
There's something out there.
An intruder. Huh?
I don't remember eating that.
Oh, hello.
Don't come any closer.
Sydney, said to my mates.
And you are?
Appalled.
Cheers, Paul. Oh, I love making new friends. Come here, you little ball of fluff.
Let's make our new guest feel welcome, shall we? Go and heat up the jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi?
That looks so inviting.
Now, you hop in, and I'll press this lever to get the bubbles going.
Be seeing you, my friend.
Oh! You think I don't have a toilet when I see one?
This holiday season...
Have you seen my dad?
The creators of Shrek and Madagascar invite you...
Oh, what is this place?
...to enter a whole new world... Right under your feet. Flushed away.
Hello and welcome to the 56th episode of Tooncast Beyond, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network and Audible.com. I am your host, Steve Joe Mike, and today I am joined once again by Sketch1984. Hello.
Hello.
This is the second to last episode of season 2 of Tooncast Beyond. Technically, our final film review, episode 57, will be a season 2 recap. Yay! I still have to figure out what other. Anyway, and today apparently we're gonna be flushed away. Oh my god. Why did I spend the money to rent this on iTunes? That's money I can't get back anymore, damn it. Alright, so we just need to get into this. I am hoping you did not see this in theaters.
Oh, no.
Okay, because I sure
as hell pretty sure I didn't. I don't remember when I saw this. I just know that I did.
Yes, to set the stage for everybody... Flushed Away is a 2006 British-American computer animated action-adventure comedy film directed by David Bowers and Sam Fell. Well, where did Sam fall? It was made in the partnership between Aardman Animations and DreamWorks Animation, and it is Aardman's first completely computer-animated feature, as opposed to the usual stop-motion. Okay. Now that I know that part of this movie, I actually really like the animation style in this compared to what Aardman usually does. Because if people listen to the Chicken Run episode of this season, I just don't like the stop-motion style. It's just too weird for me. It's almost like they're using Silly Putty or Play-Doh.
I don't like how the mouths move sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really wide mouths.
Yeah. The film stars the voice talents of Wolverine grows. Oh, I'm sorry. Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Andy Serkis, Bill Nye. That's not Nye as in Bill Nye the Science Guy, but
Bill Nye.
Oh, okay. There we go. Sir Ian McKellen, Shane Ritchie, and Jean Reno. Oh, you move those letters around a little bit, add a T on it. It could have been Janet Reno. Story was by Sam Fell, Peter Lord, Dick Clement, and Ian Lafrenis, and the screenplay was written by Dick Clement and Ian Lafrenis. The film was released in U.S. on November 3rd, 2006, in the U.K. December 1st, 2006, and was distributed by Paramount Pictures, except for Switzerland, Spain, and the Netherlands, which were handled by Universal Pictures.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. This is DreamWorks' answer to Ratatouille for me.
Only it came out many, many, many years before. And isn't nearly as well animated.
Well, true. Well, when did Ratatouille come out? Was it...
Oh, gosh. Ratatouille, wasn't it 2009?
Well, 2008? 3 years before, but yeah.
Really? When did this come out? 2006. Yeah, 2006. Yeah, Ratatouille came out like 3 years after that.
No, Ratatouille was a year, 2007.
Really?
Yeah.
They were working on him at the same time, actually.
Probably. This movie for me, I want my money back. Honestly, I do. This movie is just.
I've only ever felt that about the Ang Lee Hulk movie. That's $8 I'm never going to get back. 16, actually, because I bought a ticket for my dad.
Well, I would rather watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Hulk versus this crap. Here's the thing with Flushed Away, is that to me it is, as I just said, DreamWorks' version of Ratatouille, even though Ratatouille came out after this. But I saw Ratatouille before I saw this. And I, you know, just to kind of give people a heads up for when we get to the Pixar season, Ratatouille is, in my opinion, Pixar's worst film that they've ever done. I don't like
that film.
Yes. I don't like that film simply because rats, a rat cooking, and every, you know, restaurant show, every, you know... Just all this crap of, oh.
Too many rats in the kitchen, man.
Exactly, exactly. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where it just, like, I don't need a rat preparing my food. And this is kind of the same thing where it's like, this to me is a combination between X-Men, Batman Returns, and a really bad Pixar film. Because you got the whole sewer layer thing. I was just waiting for the giant rubber duck mobile to come out somewhere.
No. What this is,
go ahead.
Is like a knockoff of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh my God, you're so right. Holy shit.
It's like knockoff Gadget meeting some new character in Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers land.
Okay, now, I listen to many voice acting. Well, I listen to Talking Tunes from Rob Paulson. I also watch VO Buzz Weekly. And I know a lot, you know, I've seen voice actors and voice actresses and actors in general on Twitter and Facebook and everybody else and say, you know, people will say, oh, why in the world did they sign on to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I say that as well. And I understand it's a paycheck and that's all well and good. I just don't understand what this cast saw in doing this film. I mean, you've got Wolverine here. You've got Magneto here. What the fuck possessed them to sign on to this pile of cow dung?
The money.
I don't think
it was that bad.
That's genuinely
entertaining, but I like Artemis stuff.
It's not that I don't... Okay, I've said before in season two, I don't care for the stop motion. It's not that I didn't care for the animation style. It's just the whole plot, the whole premise, the whole...
Well, I mean, I like the comedy in Artemis stuff.
Yeah, Okay, I can get behind the comedy, but the whole plot of this film, the whole premise, the whole setting.
It's real cliche.
It's not only real cliche, it's real fucking disgusting, is what it is.
Disgusting? Just because they're in sewers? Maybe I'm numb to that because Ninja Turtles is like my favorite franchise.
Yeah, but the turtles make the sewers cool. But
they're walking around in crap all day.
Well, yeah, but the turtles make the sewer cool, though. See, that's the difference.
Well, they were pretty creative with the sewer city in this. But what's the deal with the singing slugs?
I don't know. What's the deal with the screaming slug? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah, the screaming slug.
That was just freaking stupid.
Slugs don't scream, thank goodness.
Oh, my God. And that screaming slug reminded me of Plankton from SpongeBob.
Okay. Oh, and they, speaking of Pixar and DreamWorks things, they do a little jab at Finding Nemo in this movie. Not really a jab, more like a wink-nudge reference when Roddy's getting flushed down the toilet and you see a goldfish and says, "Have you seen my dad?"
Yeah, I did notice that.
Oh, just, God. You know, it's that. Why would you do that when everybody's going to go, huh, Finding Nemo, that was a good movie.
Well, yeah, but, and yet, which of the two films is now back in theaters in 3D? Not this shit.
True that.
All right, so getting into the plot really quickly. Roddy St. James, who played by Hugh Jackman, is decidedly...
Roddy St. James Logan.
Oh, God. Is a decidedly upper-crust pet mouse who makes his home in a posh Kensington flat while his owners are away on holiday. Roddy plays around the house.
Holiday.
When a... What?
Holiday.
Yeah. It's kind of... bad when people just can't say vacation.
Yeah.
When a common sewer rat named Sid comes spewing out of the sink and decides to stay, especially as England is playing against Germany in the World Cup final. What does that have to do with anything? Roddy schemes to get rid of Sid. I don't know. Roddy schemes to get rid of Sid by luring him to the quote-unquote jacuzzi, which is actually a toilet. Sid isn't fooled, however, and instead pushes Roddy in and flushes him away into the sewer.
Hence there, the name, Flushed Away!
Exactly. There, Roddy discovers a city resembling London made out of various bits of junk and meets Rita Malone. No relation to me, thank you very much. Played by Kate Winslet. An enterprising scavenger rat who works the drains in her faithful boat, the Jammy Dodger.
Wait. Your name is Mike Malone?
No. My mother's name, on my mom's side, her maiden name is Malone.
Oh. Darn, I was hoping you were Mike Malone, so I'd call you M&M.
You can't see it, but I'm flipping you off right now.
Then I have done my job for the evening.
You're just lucky your initials aren't ADHD. Oh, wait, that's Animation Domination HD. Oops. Anyway.
Yeah, they totally didn't mean that.
Yes, they
it
very
gets real confusing when you're talking about that on a message board, though.
Ain't that the truth?
What are the signs of ADHD? Obviously, somebody's going to make a snide comment.
I don't know. You have any thoughts on this story? Because I don't. This movie just... I was so not into this film at all.
Pretty typical character, used to living a life of luxury, ends up in a crappy situation, tries to make the best of it, but, you know, for the longest time is like, oh, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? Everything's horrible. It's just not a... You know, it's just an annoying kind of character. Probably the villains of this movie are way more entertaining.
Yeah, they are.
Sir Ian McKellen is he a frog or a toad? I don't
know. Something like that. I don't know, a distant cousin of Kermit.
He's some amphibian.
Yes.
And he has like what are they French frog ninjas
or something? Oh, I'm not sure. Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Frogs.
Yeah, he's also got a couple of dumb rats that work for him. God. That have amusing British accents.
when you said your average upper crust out of environment story, you know what other Disney film this is like? Oliver and Company with Georgette.
Oliver and Company?
Yeah. From Disney. Georgette was played by Bette Midler, upper crust poodle. Oliver and Company.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that particular character. Okay.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yes, that particular character. Or like that that movie star dog on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Oh god.
Again with the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. Yes. Really, these guys were like taking notes from old episodes of Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Apparently so.
And it's like, all right, so this is what's good about them. Let's just throw all of that out. I want to watch that show.
Okay. Okay. You have any other thoughts on the overall plot? Because I don't.
The plot, is like, I wanted to rewatch this to try and remember everything about it. I suppose I could just read it right here, but that's gonna take too long. It's pretty cookie cutter.
Yeah.
Life of luxury character ends up crappy situation, needs to overcome it, get used to it, and finds that there's more to life than living a life of luxury. Yeah. And all of that. There's, you know, money can't buy you happiness, that kind of follow the raw. And
well, at least we're
they foiled the bad guys.
Yeah. Well, at least it didn't have anything to do with injecting dragons with drugs. Oh no. Wait, that was 10 episodes ago.
Yeah. Train your dragon on crack.
What I find very
crack to get through this movie, let me tell you.
Ain't that the truth?
No, honestly, I thought it was pretty funny, but I like some really stupid gags, like when he falls and hits his crotch like 5 times in a row.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny to me. And his screaming slug, that was funny to me. The singing slugs, that was funny to me.
Yeah.
And like. Stuff of like the henchmen, they're about to fall down, and this is in the trailer, they're about to fall down and hit the water, and the little one says, all right, keep your legs straight when you hit the water, and the big one lands in the water, and he's like, I kept my legs straight, and the other one just landed on the pavement and got totally crushed. That kind of, pretty decent enough slapstick, kind of British-y humor.
Yeah.
It has its moments, I would say. It has its moments.
I guess it does. I'll just have to take your word for it. Okay, what I find really interesting is what this film could have been. The film's original concept involved Arrgh, pirates, which was pitched to DreamWorks soon after the release of Chicken Run in 2000. However, Aardman were told that there was no market for pirate films. This was before Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Wait. So, was the film that they were intending to make, did that just come out? That Pirates movie that just came out, the animated one from Aardman? I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Honestly, guys, you should have probably put that out, I don't know, in the middle of the time when the Pirates of the Caribbean
movies, yeah.
Huge,
yeah.
And not kind of after it's...
Yeah. This was before Curse of the Black Pearl was released to great success in 2003, and we're told to modernize the concept. By the time the rewrite was done, the project had to be postponed to make way for the production of Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. It was finally released after not only the original, Pirates of the Caribbean, but also its first sequel. The film's working title was Rat-tropolis, but was changed due to its similarity to Disney Pixar's Ratatouille. See, I told you! In Spain.
Well, like I said, they were probably working on them at the same time. How convenient.
Oh my god. Okay. This is just too weird to me. In Spain, the movie was released as Ratonpolis.
What?
Yeah. Raton apparently is Spanish for mouse. My American title for the film was I can't even pronounce that. The hell?
Gone with the Water? Really?
Yeah, Gone with the... Oh my god.
That's even more insulting.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yeah. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yes. Flushed Away collected $64 million in the U.S., which is below the average of other CGI films from DreamWorks Animal, duh. But $111 million from international markets for a worldwide total of $176 million overall. I give this a big fucking fat zero. I can't watch this movie again. As much as I love some of the voice act, you know, Hugh Jackman and Sir Ian McKellen, as much as I love them, I just can't watch this movie ever again. God. What about you? 1, 0 to 4.
I think I'd give it a 2. If I was generous, a 3.
Okay.
I couldn't find it on Netflix, though, so.
Yeah. It does have a soundtrack, oddly enough. On Halloween, October 31st, 2006, the Flushed Away music from the motion picture soundtrack was released. It also has a video game. When signing
which I'm sure is even worse.
It was released on the PlayStation 2, Nintendo.
The game received Annie Awards? What?
Hold on. Nintendo GameCube, Game Boy Advance, and on the Nintendo DS. Although having heavily negative reviews from critics, the game received an Annie Award for Best Animated Video Game. How the fuck did that happen?
Must have had really good graphics.
I don't know, dude. I just...
This is a crime against decency.
Flushed Away was released on DVD February 20th, 2007. Included behind-the-scenes, deleted info, Jammy Dodger videos, and all new Slug songs. It was released in the UK on April 2nd, 2007, where it was also packaged with a plastine Slug Farm kit.
What?
Okay, then. Yeah,
Y'all need to be growing slugs. Nature will take care of that for you.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to go to break before my brain explodes.
Dreamcast will be back after these messages.
Like animation? Come listen to Animation Aficionados.
And if you disagree with us, you could be a guest on a future show.
Available on iTunes, the Zune Market, and AnimationAficionados.com.
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game, admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees, meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Now back to Tooncast.
For you, the listeners of Tooncast Beyond, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Use audibletrial.com/geekcastradio. Final thoughts on Ratatouille Jr.?
I think it's watchable. I think it has funny moments. It's not remarkable. It's okay.
It's best to just find the funny clips on YouTube versus watching the actual full movie, I think. That might
possibly be the best choice, yes.
Yeah, I will never watch this movie ever again. Just not gonna do it. All right. Thank you for joining us here on TuneCast Beyond. There's always get in contact with us to leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each and every episode post. You can also email us feedback at geekcastradio.com. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. You can follow us on Twitter. The show there is TuneCast Beyond. Mine is TF Joe and Mike. What is your Twitter?
Sketch1984.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of TuneCast Beyond and wish you'll join us next time. And we will be wrapping up Season 2 with the DreamWorks final thoughts. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Sketch 1984.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.